come to order. It's 3:20 p.m. on February 1st, and just to get everybody on the same page, I want everybody to remember that tomorrow is Marmot Day and to dress accordingly.
Have to wear something furry or what?
Yeah.
Costumes.
Yeah,
sorry.
That is one dress for
him. Wow. I was going to say, you look like a Marmot. Day
early.
You
started.
We want to
pull it.
We're on the record.
Oh. I promised to be good today. I'm sorry. We have one bill on the agenda today, House Bill 245, the Snow Classic, and we have the sponsor and his able staff here to do it, representing Mike Hawker and Julie Lucky. You want chairs for both of you? Bring it up at the same time, or one at a time, or you can do the whole thing.
Mr. Chairman, my staff will correct me when I get out of line.
Welcome back, and please state your name and affiliation for the record, and you've got us as long as you want us, within reason.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Representative Mike Hawker, representing District 32 in Anchorage. One of the communities of which I do represent in South Central Alaska is the community of Girdwood. Mr. Chairman, House Bill 245 has been introduced at the request of members of my community of Girdwood. It would allow the Four Valleys Community School to conduct what we're calling a Snow Classic to raise funds for their organization. A Snow Classic would be operated very much like the other forms of charitable gaming in statute, much like the Nenana Ice Classic, but in this case there would be a chance of buying tickets, riding a guess of when a certain amount of snow accumulates at a specific date and time on Mount Alyeska. Obviously very simple. Four Valleys Community School has identified a Snow Classic as a mechanism in which they can enhance and fund their operation. Four Valleys Community School really is a pretty amazing operation and organization. They offer over 250 year-round classes and numerous community events. In the small community of Girdwood, they are a very central feature of the community's community activities of all sorts. Four Valleys, there's a lengthy explanation of Four Valleys itself and their programs in your packet, but the Four Valleys Community School really came into its own being when the Anchorage School District a few years ago eliminated funding called the Community School Funding. Four Valley Community Schools has always found it a challenge now to raise funds from other sources, a tremendous amount of volunteer work, tremendous number of programs, and just really, really a key part of this wonderful small community. They're really asking us to allow them to conduct the Snow Classic as a means to raise money to continue to fund the community activities within Girdwood. It's, quite frankly, that simple a bill. It's a simple policy call for us. Do we as legislators wish to expand our charitable gaming statutes to allow this organization to conduct a Snow Classic on Mount Alyeska and Girdwood? And that pretty much, Mr. Chairman, is the substance of the bill.
Questions for the sponsor? Representative Sadler.
Got to keep my streak going, Mr. Chairman. Representative Hawker, sounds like a fun idea, but I just was looking through the background information. There is actually something already in statute called a Snow Machine Classic. Just in your research for this bill, what is a Snow Machine Classic versus a Snow Classic?
Through the chair, Representative Sadler, the way statute works for authorizing charitable gaming activities is that it specifically authorizes an activity by a specific organization. In this case, we're asking for the authority for the Four Valleys Community School to conduct this Snow Classic. This, as Julie's pulling through here, we've got the statutes that would explain what a Snow Machine Classic is, but I've got to tell you, it's got to involve snow machines. This one, we're just guessing when the snow falls.
Okay. You guess when the snow machine falls over.
But. And respectfully, Mr. Through the Chair, Representative Sadler, each of these charitable gaming activities for a specific organization, is established as a separate policy call by the Alaska State Legislature. Quite honestly, independent of each other, there's really no connectivity other than we have to be cognizant of how many and the scope in which we wish to expand charitable gaming in the state, and that's the policy call before your committee.
Okay. Well, so the design of a Snow Classic would be left up to the organizers. I don't know if you'd buy a ticket for a guess was what the snow depth would be on a particular day, or if you could buy, place bets, if you want to place $100 on 100 inches, or I don't know, how would the actual design of the Snow Classic be determined? Would it be up to the organizers, or would it be?
Mr. Chair, I obviously have a staff that would really like to answer that question.
Welcome, Julie. Please state your name and affiliation for the record.
My name is Julie Lucky, and I am staffer Representative Mike Hawker. Through the chair, Representative Sadler, we do have the Four Valleys Community School board members online that could answer in more detail if you'd like. But in your packet, there should be an explanation of how the classic would be run. And basically, the way we write the legislation, it has to be a little bit general. So they're actually going to pick a date and a time and a place. There will be an actual specific date and time and place where the snow will be measured. And so the tickets that you buy will be one guess. There will be a particular cost for one guess, just like it is, I believe, with the Nana Ice Classic. And you will be guessing on that particular date at that particular time when they make the measurement how deep it is. So basically, it is my understanding, and like I said, the board is online to correct me if I'm wrong, it is my understanding that the only guess will be the depth of the snow.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. No need to go online for that. That's good enough for me.
Any further questions for either the sponsor or staff? Representative Chenault.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Representative Hawker, I was looking, and maybe I'll talk to the department about it, but the fiscal note on it talks about revenues, and that the Snow Classic will generate a minimal revenue under $1,000. Is that kind of the history of what they've either tried to do before? Is that just a guess, or do we know?
Yeah, through the chair, Mr. Speaker, I think it again remains one of those. If the Snow Classic is appropriately marketed, if it is brought before the public in a manner that attracts the public interest, it certainly has the ability to raise a great deal of money for Four Valleys Community Schools. Quite frankly, if they fail in their marketing development of the program, it probably would not raise much at all. So it very much how well they can do managing and administrating the program.
Follow up, Mr. Chairman, just as a follow-up, I don't know what the cost is for the permit. Maybe the department, if you're going to bring the department up, they can answer it. I'd be curious as to what the cost of a permit is or would be, and is there any other costs associated with the classic itself that the state will expend?
My dad, we have Jeff Prather on board, and he'll be coming up next, if that helps.
Works for me, Mr. Chairman.
Anybody else? Thank you very much. Jeff, please join us.
Thought you were going to get a pass, but it looks like you're not.
My name's Jeff Prather, and I'm the gaming supervisor in the tax division for the Department of Revenue.
Welcome back. It's been a few years.
Yeah, it has.
I think Representative Chenault, you want to start?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was just curious on the cost of permitting for this and what the cost may be to the organization that puts on this event.
The cost of the permit is anywhere between $20 and $100, depending on their prior year gross income. And there's no additional cost. This organization had a raffle permit last year. There'll be no additional cost for adding this event to their gaming activities.
Okay, so the permitting cost is not based on revenues received?
It's based on revenues received in the prior year.
Okay. So this year they had $1,000, so there's really no revenue, but next year they have $100,000.
Well, the
permit, what percentage would the state receive?
Well, if they had $100,000 gross, that's what we based the amount of the cost of this activity would be $1,000. It's one for the fee for gaming with $100,000 in profit would be $1,000. It's 1%.
Okay, so it's 1% then. Okay. Well, and Mr. Chairman, it's nothing against the gaming because I like these type of things in different communities. We have some in our own community.
We have one whose name we can't say.
We've seen the rat race bill before, and the chicken, and the duck, and the goose, and all the different classics. I think they're good. I think they're good ways for communities not only to raise funds for, in this case, for a school and for a good purpose, but I think it's something that the state should do. I'll harken back probably to my days in finance, and I know it's not very much money, but we have a zero fiscal note here, and even though it's $500 or less, over time, that $500 or $1,000 will add up to real money. So I don't fault the sponsor. I won't fault the department, but it's still just a pet peeve of mine on bills that we see floating around the legislature that have a zero fiscal note. And so, I mean, maybe we need to talk to finance upstairs and just tell them anything less than $500 don't need a fiscal note or anything more than that, we do. So, but that's just a pet peeve, Mr. Chairman. Yes. But thanks to the department for filling me in on the permitting.
It's my intent to roll the bill out today if the committee, if it's the wishes of the committee, but it would be on the caveat that we would request another fiscal note to reflect that, because a couple other people have mentioned basically the same thing.
You're the chairman, Mr. Chairman.
Will that work?
Works for me, Mr. Chairman.
And it is going to finance next, even with the zero fiscal note. But I'm sure we have time. Any further questions for Jeff? Mr. Vice Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Jeff, I'm wondering if, and let's just say Fairbanks Community School is on top of the Snow Classic. They will not be covered under this piece of legislation. They will have to come back and do the same thing, so that we're not opening the door to just anyone who wants to measure snow and have a raffle and give away prizes that can spend $100 for a raffle license. Is that correct?
That would be correct as written. Usually these classics are limited to one organization, up to maybe five or six. But there's a rain classic, there's a crane classic, and there's a snow machine classic, which is open to anyone. The rest of them are all restricted to either one or a very few individual permittees.
If I could, are we basically issuing a copyright for Snow Classic to Girdwood School, so that if someone else comes in here and says Fairbanks Snow Classic, that they will not be able to use that name? Are we going that far with this? And is that problematic? I mean, if someone wants to start another Snow Machine Classic, can they use the name Snow Machine Classic, or do they have to say Snow Machine Race? Or are we creating basically a copyright?
Well, Snow
Classic?
No, because the Snow Classic, yes. We wouldn't issue a permit to any a Snow Classic to any organization other than the Four Valley Community School.
Mr. Chairman, and I think the Ferranda used to have I don't know what they called it, but they had a first snow that measured over an inch. I think they call it the Ferrandi Snow Classic. Is that acceptable now, or do they have to come back? Are we excluding them from doing that any longer? I just want to be clear that we're not issuing a carte blanche Snow Classic name to one organization, and no one ever will be able to use it again forever and ever and a day. And if we are, then that's a policy call.
My guess is we have a number of options on it. It looks to me like the sponsor of the bill has at least one of them. Any further questions for Jeff?
Well, I mean,
does he have an answer? I guess is my question.
Well, anybody can conduct a Snow Machine Classic.
Well, I'm talking specifically Snow Classic.
Snow Classic.
The Juneau Chamber of Commerce have a Juneau Snow Classic. Are we excluding them from doing that by allowing this to happen? The Iditarod, there's not going to be another Iditarod. There's not going to be another Iron Dog. There's not going to be another, Midnight Sun Classic, because they have specific names.
Well, there isn't a Snow Classic listed in the definition of of classics, or the statute that authorizes the classics as a game type.
I understand, but when we pass this piece of legislation, there will be something that says no.
Right.
Mr. Chairman, I'm sorry.
And that would be limited to the organization that will benefit from this permit here. No other organization would be allowed to conduct a snow classic unless the legislature authorized the snow classic for them.
And that's my point, but could they call it a snow classic?
Something else, so it's not charitable gaming.
It's charitable gaming. Fairbanks, senior citizens. I'm just making something up here. They get a lottery or gaming permit. Can they come in and have a snow classic in Fairbanks, meeting all the other criteria? Can they call it snow classic, or do they have to come in and change this statute, or do we have to have another statute for them that says snow classic? And if that's introduced, can we use the term snow classic? I guess is my point. Are we granting a name in this piece of legislation that no one else in the state will be able to have anything that's called snow classic? So that's my question. That's a legal question, not a gaming question.
That is a legal question, but I believe that we, as you know, as a regulator issuing permits, that we would not issue a snow classic because the snow classic belongs to the school.
With that,
Jeff?
Thanks, Mr. Chairman.
If we amended the name to the Girdwood Snow Classic,
we wouldn't issue a permit to them.
Because it had the name in it, or? No, I mean, if we amended the name today to either Girdwood or Four Valleys Community Schools Snow Classic,
that would be fine.
I don't want to drag this out. I support this 100%, but I want to make sure, and according to what I'm hearing, is we're granting an exclusive name, Snow Classic. No one else will be able to come in and get a permit for a gaming that says Snow Classic in the title. That's what I think I'm hearing. If that's the case, then that's a little bit problematic. If it's not the case, I mean, I love the bill. If we need to amend it to change the title, I'm just problematic with granting forever. I mean, and once again, the Iditarod is copywritten, Iron Dog is copywritten. The names that are in that Snow Classic, no one can come in and use Iditarod again, but they can still use Dog Race.
Yeah.
And so what I want to make sure is that we're not saying basically in essence that no one can have something that says Dog Race in it, and so no one can have something Snow Classic. So I just that's a concern I have. So I just want to make sure that that's not the case. It's a simple fix. If it is, it may not be a problem, and I could be just being overly cautious or not cautious at all. But it's a concern that I have that we are granting forever the name Snow Classic to one place, and that no one at all will be able to do it again.
Well, the way I should ask your concerns, Representative Thompson.
Thank you. Following along those lines, you've included, along with the other types of games and things, snow classics. But then I see on page 2, starting with line 16, that this is granting permission for this guessing game under classics, snow classic, to Mount Alyeska or the Alyeska Snow Classic operation only. I know that there's other guessing games that are trying at this time to get permission for their fundraiser. Without having it in this particular thing, they can't have a guessing game. I mean, your pull tabs and raffles with tickets work, but a guessing game is not allowed unless it's included in this particular statute. And this looks like it's allowing snow classics to be opened up to everybody, but if somebody wanted to add their snow classic, it comes under classics again. They would have to be down here following this paragraph, because this one allows Alyeska Snow Classic to operate. Then you could have Eagle River Snow Classic could be following that on what they do and explain how that goes. But I believe that the classic up above Snow Classic is separate and could be used.
Mr. Chairman, if I might, I think that's my understanding too. And for clarification, I asked the question, and now I'm confused because.
Well, that's what I'm asking for, a clarification. Is that
Representative Sadler?
I've not done this before, Mr. Chairman. Can I ask for a timeout?
very good. I mean,
for brief it is, certainly. On the record, Representative Sadler, what did we discover?
That I have much to learn when it comes to smoke glasses. I'm not a gambling man, Mr. Speaker, but it sounds, if I could, I think the way the bill is written in Section 4 specifically says that Snow Classic is specifically only at Mount Alyeska for four bellies. And the question is, if this bill passes, does that mean, does anybody else have the right to create a Snow Classic in Eagle River and Fairbanks? And I'm not quite sure what the answer is either. And I'm not sure if it's a legal question or a gaming permit question.
My answer would be we would not issue a Snow Classic to anyone else because the Snow Classic is defined in this bill, and it applies to the school.
Okay. Representative Sadler, followed by Representative Thompson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Chair, I would ask the chairman, the sponsor, pardon me, the sponsor, a question whether he would insist on this being called a Snow Classic or if a friendly amendment to change it to the Alyeska Snow Classic would satisfy any confusion.
We're going to bring him back up as soon as we get done with Jeff. Any further questions for Jeff? Thanks again. You're going to stick around until the end. Are you going to be available for the rest of the meeting?
Yeah, I'm not going anywhere.
Perfect. I'm sure we're going to have lots of questions when we get done with Representative Hawker.
He went to start a cockroach class.
Thanks again. Would you like to join us, Representative Hawker? It looks like you have answers to all of our questions.
So am I done for now?
Yep, you're done.
Okay.
Hang around for questions.
For now, yeah.
Well, Mr. Chair, for record keeping again, I am Representative Mike Hawker, representing District 32 in South Central Alaska, including the community of Girdwood. And if I might continue, Mr. Chairman, listening to the questions that were previously asked, the bill that is before us was specifically crafted so that it was only allowing one particular instance of what has been called generically a Snow Classic, and that is that one specific instance. And I believe it was, the chairman pointed out, section 4 of the bill on page 2, beginning on line 15, the Snow Classic is, and in this case it is very specifically a game of chance in which a prize of money is awarded to the closest guest of the total snow accumulation on the ground at a specific location on Mount Alyeska. So it is a single, this bill would authorize one authority for one activity involving guessing the snow on a certain location on Mount Alyeska at a specific date and time, and would note that, and it is limited, and citing the text here, to the Alyeska Snow Classic. So that Alyeska Snow Classic is already being put in statute here, operated and administrated by the Four Valleys Community School, Inc. Now, we're protected in several ways by state law on, I say, not creating a franchise here. One is we've identified very clearly it is one event, one activity, one location. It's the snow on Mount Alyeska, one name, the Alyeska Snow Classic, one operator, the Four Valleys Community School, Inc. Now, if someone tried to game our system, no pun intended, and call themselves also Four Valleys Community School, Inc., operating the Snow Classic on Mount Alyeska and Girdwood, we're very much protected by the state's corporation laws where you are not allowed to incorporate an entity under the same corporate name. So you're not going to be able to game it in that manner. And with the reason the bill is crafted as it is just frankly the convention and drafting within our aggregate statutory authority for these charitable gaming activities. You notice sections 1, 2, and 3 add the generic term Snow Classic to the type of activities that are authorized as charitable gaming activities. Section 4 then adds to the definitional section of our charitable gaming code a clear explanation of what we mean by Snow Classic as it's used in the generic in the other parts of the statute, and that specifically delineates it to this one activity in this one location by under this one name by this one operator. So, Mr. Chairman, I appreciate the concerns being raised, but the bill has been crafted to absolutely assure that this is not a franchise, not operating or authorizing a franchise that anyone else could operate, start across the state other than, again, the Four Valleys Community School, specifically for snow at a specific location in Mount Alyeska.
Representative Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If, and let's just hypothetically once again call, go to Fairbanks and say the Fairbanks Community Center wants to do a snow classic. Before they could do that, I mean, they couldn't just come in and get a snow classic ticket, but if we amended number 49 to say, or a Fairbanks Community Council or Fairbanks Senior Citizen, that would, but I just want to make sure we're not guaranteeing snow classic to one person forever, the name. So if we were to come in and amend that, that would be appropriate, and we could expand upon that, and that would meet the qualifications and concerns that I have. Is, would that be your understanding?
Through the chair, Representative Johnson, I absolutely agree with you, because we are vested as legislators with the ability to change statute with the concurrence of 21 and 11 and the signature of a governor, and it would be very possible to create a, allow a, even make it even more broad. We could simply say a snow classic is a game of chance where prize money is awarded for guessing the total snowfall anywhere in the state.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and that, that answers my questions that we're not, clarify some of the answers I had before. I,
yes, sir.
And with that, I'm perfectly comfortable and encourage this to pass and awaiting the public testimony for a comment.
Mr. Speaker?
Nothing in addition, Mr. Chairman.
Any further questions for sponsor of the bill, Representative Sadler?
No.
No. Thank you, Representative Hawker. And with that, we have a good portion of Girdwood on the line.
Mr. Chairman, if I might, with my personal apologies to the committee, but I have a physical therapy appointment coming at 4 o'clock here to continue to rehabilitate my broken ankle. So with respect to the committee, I will be stepping out, but Ms. Lucky will be here to respond to any questions you might come up with during the course of your hearing.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
Have a nice trip. Oh, no, wait, I don't want to say that.
Already had one of those.
Yeah. I think we're going to go to Girdwood now, unless we have anybody. And since I recognize all the faces in the room, I don't believe anybody's here to testify on this bill. But Rebecca Reichlin? Reichlin?
Reichlin.
Reichling?
Yes. I'm here. Thank you.
Could you please state your name and affiliation for the record, and thank you for bearing with us.
My name is Rebecca Reichlin, and I am representing Four Valleys Community School as the current board chair. I'd like to thank Chair Olson and the committee members not only for the opportunity to testify, but to testify here in Girdwood. We have a pretty ugly, snowy day today. Yep. I and all of the Four Valleys board members are in full support of the Alyeska Snow Classic. Since 1981, Four Valleys Community School has been the primary source of education, recreation, and cultural opportunities for the community of all ages in Girdwood, Indian, Bird Creek, and Portage Valleys. We've had a long and stable history of providing quality programs for the community. I've been here 34 years and involved with the community schools for 23 years as a volunteer instructor, coordinator, and board member. Our community school provides year-round programming, and we are a model to the state in terms of the opportunities we provide for our youth to be physically active and to have opportunities to recreate year-round. But not only for our youth, we have lots of programs for adults as well and offer about 250 classes a year. Since 1984, the community school has administered public funds awarded from the Board of Supervisors for programs that the community school has deemed as in, that the community has deemed important. And these monies have gone to provide direct services to the community. We actively establish collaborations and partnerships with local businesses and nonprofits and donors to provide the full spectrum of services. We have some history here in with the community school in terms of gaming activities. We've had our permit for the better part since 1990. We used to have a Gold Rush, which was a very successful event. We've also held bingo, pool tabs, and raffles. So we do understand the gaming regulations and the reporting requirements. House Bill 245 would allow Four Valleys to control our own financial destiny. In a small community of 2,000, all of the organizations and projects solicit community support. We all fundraise, we donate, and we manage to meet these challenges by drawing from this small pool of people and businesses in the community. The Snow Classic would allow us to raise funds to support our mission. It would also utilize other resources beyond the community support for Valley Services. It would eliminate the dependence on property tax dollars through the Girdwood Board of Supervisors grants, and it would help us to meet our goal of becoming self-sufficient. House Bill 245 does not require new gaming regulations, but expands on what's already enacted. It would allow Four Valleys Community School to help ourselves. Please give us this opportunity. I respectfully request your support for House Bill 245, creating the charitable gaming event called the Alyeska Snow Classic. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions? Thanks again. Sam Daniel, are you with us?
I am. Thanks very much for the opportunity to speak.
Oh, thank you for testifying. Can you please state your name and affiliation for the record?
Yes, my name is Sam Daniel, and I'm not really affiliated in any particular fashion. I'm a long-term community member, and Representative Olson and members of the committee, I appreciate the chance to speak in support of House Bill 245. I have held a number of different roles in the community over the years here in Girdwood. I've raised three children here along with my wife, who is a local school teacher, and have been very involved in the community during that time period. I'm kind of the local historian, the hysterical historian, if you will, and I was the community schools coordinator here in Girdwood from 1987 to 1994, and have watched the process throughout the time that the community school has not only survived and evolved, but learned to thrive on its own. And I'd just like to give you a brief summary of the history of the program and why having the Snow Classic is such an important piece of legislation that this community very much needs and wishes your support on. The community school program began here in Girdwood in 1981. We were one of the original community schools. It was a Parks and Rec program. We were, as many of you that are Anchorage legislators and would know, we were housed out of the old downtown city gym, downtown in Anchorage. And in 1986, when funding was beginning to disappear for Parks and Rec, we moved over to the Anchorage School District. And the program did very well there for quite a while. And then finally, in 1988, the funds for the Anchorage School District kind of went away, and the community school formed its own local nonprofit and has been supported through a series of local fundraising and support from our local Girdwood Board of Supervisor Road Service Area budget. And it's done really well. We're pretty much the last man standing. There are a few community school programs that operate in one form or another throughout the state. But in Girdwood, I am here. If there's anything I can tell you, it's that the community school is the centerpiece of our community. It's what creates a sense of community. It's the glue that binds us together. It enables the other nonprofits to work closely together. It's the stuff with, you know, standing. You guys have all been there, standing on the sidelines, watching your kids play at a soccer game, going to community events. I have a daughter who's an eighth grader, the last of my three, who is now competing in competitive volleyball at the YMCA Boys and Girls Club level because they took a community school class here in Girdwood. I'm also a local business owner. I'm a local real estate broker. I've had a business here for over 20 years, and I can tell you that when I sit down and talk to people who want to buy real estate in Girdwood, they're attracted by the year-round resort atmosphere. They love Alyeska Mountain, and that the fact that we have a year-round program that provides services to all different segments of the community is a big attraction to them. It's something you don't find everywhere. So, Representative Olson, Chairman Olson, and members of the committee, I would ask you to please support House Bill 245. I think it will provide us with the needed funding that this community so badly needs so that the volunteers can focus their efforts in other areas besides continually trying to raise funds. It will enable us to provide those needed services in a community that very much appreciates it, and I very much appreciate the opportunity to be able to speak to you today. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Will you take a question? Representative Sadler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Hey, Mr. Daniels, just a brief question. Have the residents of Girdwood ever had an informal snow classic, and has the depth of snow ever been an informal subject or object of friendly wagers in the past?
No.
Not illegally, certainly.
Through the chair, Representative Sadler, Chairman Olson, I made my best attempt at getting that right. To my knowledge, no. We have not ever had any kind of an informal snow classic here in Girdwood. Now, we did have for a very long time a Monte Carlo night called Gold Rush that was great fun and a wonderful fundraiser. And at times, it would raise as much as $10,000 or $12,000 on an annual basis and took as many as a couple of hundred volunteers to pull off. But was anybody else? I'm looking at the other folks here in the room. Di, do you know of anything? Di Hibner is the general manager of the not manager at the resort.
We've had.
Could you please state your name and affiliation for the record, please?
My name is Diana Hibner. I'm the ski area general manager for Alyeska Resort. Through the chair, Representative Sadler. Unofficially, we have had a similar event in Girdwood. I wouldn't call it a classic, but we used to always, on a community level, not for nonprofit or anything, but we used to hold an annual event where you'd guess the first inch of snowfall that fell out World Cup sports, and people would just kind of chip into the pot. It was more of a pot thing, but it went on for a lot of years, and no nonprofits or anything like that benefited.
Anything else that you would like to add?
Yes. I would like to thank Chair Representative Olson and the committee members for allowing the opportunity to testify today. I am here today speaking on behalf of myself as well as Alyeska Resort to state that Alyeska Resort is in full support of House Bill 245 and the Alyeska Snow Classic. The resort has been involved with the concept of the Alyeska Snow Classic since the beginning. We feel the Snow Classic is a great idea and that it will benefit the community of Girdwood and Four Valleys Community Schools by allowing them to raise money for nonprofits. Myself and Alyeska Resort are asking you to approve House Bill 245 today, and I want to thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. Lynn Duran, are you with us?
I am. The correct pronunciation is Lynne Doran, for the record. And I am a Girdwood citizen. I'm also a board member for Four Valleys Community School. And just to keep it brief for you all, I was just going to be talking a summary of the event and the benefits for Four Valleys Community School. We're creating this to mimic something like the Nanana Ice Classic in the format. What we'd be doing is installing a measuring device on the mountain that would be separate from measuring devices of Alyeska Resort. It would be our own. We would be selling tickets where people can guess the accumulated snowfall on a specific date and time. We would stop the ticket selling 30 days before we would read how much snow had accumulated on the mountain. We would be making a public announcement at the time of the measuring of what the total accumulated snowfall is. And at a later date, after all of information was gathered, we would be announcing who the winner or winners are and how much money was raised, and would be split with Four Valleys Community School after administrative costs. And as you've heard from other people, the benefits are that it's going to be helping to support Four Valleys Community Schools and also enable us to no longer have to ask for municipal tax dollars to support our programs. And with that, I'm available for any questions.
Seeing no questions, I'd like to thank you again for testifying, and we're down to Chris von Imhoff. Are you with us, Chris?
Yeah, good afternoon. My name is Chris von Imhoff, formerly general manager of Alyeska Resort for many, many years, and I'm still very active in the Girdwood community with Girdwood Inc., Girdwood 2020, and other organizations, and have lived here for over 40 years. And I just want to state that the Four Valley Community School is absolutely the best the community could ask for in terms of the various courses they offer for young and old, and I know right now the guidelines are to keep it short. So I just want to ask for your support. We think it's a good cause, and we greatly would appreciate your passing this House Bill 245. Thank you.
Thank you. And is there anybody else signed up online? Hearing none and seeing nobody in the room, I'm going to close out public testimony and bring it back to the committee. What are the wishes of the committee?
Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Mr. Vice Chair.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First of all, I want to thank the members of Girdwood of the school. I am somewhat familiar with this and some of the people that testified. I want to thank you for doing it. Truly, the great legislation comes from the grassroots, and I think this is truly someone from the grassroots. And with that, having said that, outside my thank you, I would like to move House Bill number 245 out of committee with attached zero physical note and individual recommendations.
Seeing no opposition and hearing no opposition, the bill moves out of committee, and we will adjourn at 4:05.